Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Michael. I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how did my drinking affect other people? And I guess I came to Alcoholics Anonymous and I learned a language that described the way that I drank. And it was that when I put it in my body, I can't control how much I consume. And then when I make a decision that I'm not going to drink, I can't keep that promise to myself or to anybody else. And so that I'm powerless over alcohol and my life, not even and, my life is unmanageable. But to the people around me, that means nothing. That language is an AA language. And to normal people who aren't alcoholics, who are in my life, that just means nothing. Because what powerless over alcohol looks like to them is that I make promises to them that I'm going to do something and then I don't do it. Or I promise to be somewhere and I'm not there. Or I am there and then I may as well not be there. Or I am there and they wish that I wasn't there. And they learn through my actions that when it comes to alcohol, they come second. Because when I'm not drinking, I'm absolutely obsessed about the fact that I need to drink and to be able to do life. And especially to hang out with them. You know, it's my family, my friends, all the friends that were left, my work colleagues, anybody who's really around me. You know, if I'm going to do life in the company of other human beings, I need to drink. Because they annoy me, and they don't get that. They just don't. They don't have any understanding of that. And my experience of how I affect others is, it looks to me, I think, oh, I'm hurting them this, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing whatever. But really, what I'm doing, how it affects others, is that I train them to act in a way around me because of my behaviour that makes me resentful, and I drink more. I train the people I love around me not to trust me because I'm untrustworthy. I train the people around me not to rely on me because I'm unreliable. And then I get resentful because they don't trust me and they think I'm unreliable. And I get fearful of that they're not going to love me. And yeah, that's what it looks like. In my eyes, is that I affect the people around me by creating an environment that's uncomfortable for them. They want to love me, absolutely, with all their hearts. They want to love me. You know, my experience is at the end of my drinking is that I've been married 17 years, and the woman is really lovely, and she would do anything to have me change. She would do anything to have me be different, and she tries everything. And my kids are scared of me. And they would do anything to have their dad be different. But they have to feel in a particular way about me because of the way I act. Not my intentions, but the way I act. And my experience with alcohol is that I drink because of the big difference between the way I act and what my intentions are. And this big gap between how I really feel and how I act because alcohol has this control over me. That they will never understand, and they will never understand why they came second to it. That's my experience. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.